The passengers were utterly silent as the bus descended into the crater. There was awe, and there was also incredulity, sheer disbelief that the dead moon of all worlds could have sprung this fantastic surprise. The bus came to a halt within 20 feet of the slab and broadside on so that all the passengers could examine it. Yet, beyond the geometrically perfect shape of the thing, there was little to see. Nowhere were there any marks or any abatement of its ultimate ebon blackness. It was the very crystallization of night. And for one moment Floyd wondered if it could indeed be some extraordinary natural formation born of the fires and pressures attending the creation of the moon. But that remote possibility, he knew, had already been examined and dismissed.